朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我记得我刚刚从台湾大学毕业的时候，
I remember vividly when I graduated from National Taiwan University.
21岁的年轻人不知天高地厚。
I was young and I thought I could do anything.
但是雄心万丈。
I had a lot of ambition.
我是广东人。
I am Cantonese.
广东人常常说里面有革命先烈的血。
Some have commented that in the Cantonese flows the blood of a revolutionary.
所以当我大学毕业的时候，
So when I graduated from college,
充满了为国为民族要牺牲小我完成大我的决心，
I had this great ambition to sacrifice myself for the good of the whole.
29年来，
For the past 29 years,
小我还在。
Myself still exists.
我不知道大我到底我能够做了一些什么。
I do not really know what I have done for the greater whole.
今年50岁。
I'm 50 years old now.
我的雄心没有减少。
My ambition has not diminished.
感谢主，教会今天21岁。
I praise the Lord that our church is 21 years
old. 再一次提醒我，带着雄心，属灵的雄心，继续地往前走。
So it reminds me that we should have great spiritual ambition for the future.
所以在过去这一段时间，我一直在祷告。
So I've been praying.
我说主啊，求你在21岁教会生日的时候给我们合适的话语。
I pray to the Lord that He will give us the appropriate words during our 21st birthday.
非常清楚的，主把罗马书12章放在我的心里。
Very clearly, the Lord put Romans chapter 12 in my heart.
当我有这一段经文在我心里的时候，
When this passage appeared in my heart,
我求主给我从这一段经文能够找出一个合适的题目。
I asked the Lord to give me the proper theme from this passage.
反复地看罗马书12章一节二节很熟悉的这两节经文。
I read the first two verses, which is well familiar to us.
这一个礼拜我怎么看都看到一个题目，就是侍奉。
But no matter how I look at it,The theme service pops up.
神的话是很奇妙的。
The word of the Lord is wonderful.
也许你在不同的时候，不同的心情，不同的需要，看见不同的供应。
From the same passage, you can receive different supplies.
但是今天，特别是这一个礼拜，我从这一段经文所看到的是关于侍奉的真理。
But for this week, when I read these verses,The theme service comes to mind.
所以我今天早上要跟弟兄姊妹再一次来思想圣经里面，特别是保罗对侍奉的看法。
So today I would like to meditate along with you Paul's viewpoint on service.
我们知道保罗在新约圣经里面，他在写书信的时候有一个特别的典型。
You know that in Paul's letters there is a recurring phenomena.
在好几封书信里面都是这样的一个模式。
He used this model for many of his letters.
他先写下信仰的理论。
He first writes about theoretical things.
再写信仰的应用。
Then he writes about practical application.
先强调客观的真理。
He first emphasized on the objective faith.
然后提醒主观的经历。
Then he emphasizes the subjective experience.
好多他的书信都是如此。
Many of his letters are like that.
帖撒罗尼迦前书是这样。
First Thessalonians is like.
非常清楚，从3章和4章中间分成两个明显的段落。
Clearly, you see a difference in chapter 3 and 4.
帖撒罗尼迦后书也是一样。
It's the same for Second Thessalonians.
3章5节是讲理论，以前讲理论；3章6节以后是讲到应用。
From verse 5 of the 3rd chapter before is theoretical considerations.And from that point on, it's practical application.
加拉太书5章1节也开始他在生活上面的提醒。
In Galatians chapter 5 starts how we should live.
最明显的，我们都很熟悉的以弗所书4章1节，也是一个很明显的一个分水岭。
Of course, we are also very familiar with Ephesians, how in chapter 4 it's a clear the differentiation.
哥罗西书也是如此。
The same for Colossians.
在我们今天所看的罗马书，也是在这样一种模式里面，他把整个信仰的布局摆在这十六章的圣经里面。
The book of Romans also followed this model.
第一节到十，第一章到十一章。
The first 11 chapters.
保罗提到人与神和好的事。
In it, Paul mentions how men can be reconciled to God.
十二章到十六章。
But from chapters 12 through 16.
前面是与神和好。
In the beginning, he talked about
与神相合。
He talked about reconciliation with God.
然后后面是讲到与人相处。
And then he talks about how we can live among each other.
前面十一章的圣经。
The first 11 chapters.
保罗是回答上帝向人类所发出的第一个问题。
Paul is trying to answer the question that God has asked man.
上帝向人发出的第一个问题是什么呢？
What was the first question that God asked man?
亚当，亚当，你在哪里？
Adam, Adam, where are you?
所以在前面罗马书十一章的圣经里面是回答这一个问题。
So the first 11 chapters is Paul's attempt to answer God's question.
讲到我们人在神面前的地位。
Talked about our position before God.
十二章到十六章呢？
But then from chapter 12 on,
保罗回答神向人类发出第二个的问题。
Paul is trying to answer the second question posed by God to man.
神向人发出第二个问题是什么呢？
What was that second question?
该隐，你的兄弟在哪里？
Cain, where is thy brother?
所以从十二章到十六章是回答这一个问题。
So the second half of this book answers the second question.
前面十一章讲到人在神面前的立场。
The first 11 chapters talk about our position before God.
后面这一部分是讲到人与人之间的关系。
Then it talks about our relation with each other.
过去服侍主二十八年来。
I have served God for the past 28 years.
如果你问我。
If you ask me.
李牧师，你有没有一个最强烈的属灵的负担。
If you can name just one very strong spiritual burden.
如果问的比较这个不客气的话。
Or if you ask very bluntly.
李牧师，如果你今天离开这个世界。
Pastorly, if you are to pass away from this world.
在你的墓碑上你要我们写什么字。
What would you like to be your epitaph?
用墓碑的话来描写你一生的心愿，你要用什么样的话放在你的墓碑上？
What kind of words would you like for people to inscribe on your tombstone?
我希望我的墓碑上写这样的字。
I will tell you what I would like.
这一个躺在这里的人。
The person who lies here.
一辈子有一个负担。
Has this burden.
要传一个信息。
One message.
道成肉身。
The word become flesh.
因为二十八年来我看见各地的教会。
For the past 28 years, I've seen churches all over.
看自己属灵的光景。
I examine my own spiritual condition.
我有个很强烈的，好像马丁路德的负担。
I have the strong burden like that of Martin Luther.
马丁路德的负担是因信称义。
His burden was to justification by faith.
我的负担是道成肉身。
My burden is word become flesh.
什么样让今天的教会信仰生活化？我觉得是神呼召我的主要的目的。
I felt that God has called me to examine the question how we can live out our faith.
罗马书十二章第一节、第二节，我们很熟悉的那两节圣经。
The first two verses of Romans chapter 12 is familiar to us.
就刚好在一章和十一章、十二章和十六章最中间的一个承先启后的一个关键的经文。
Seemingly, these are verses that are the turning point between the two parts of the letter.
在这两节圣经里面，给我们看见什么叫做基督徒的侍奉。
From these two verses, we can see the concept of Christian service.
在教会二十一年来，当我们愿意接受建新堂的挑战的时候
，especially for the past 21 years serving the church. As we embark on building a new church building,
我觉得是一个非常合适的时机，让我们重新思想什么叫做基督徒的侍奉。
I feel that this is a wonderful opportunity for us to reconsider the concept of Christian service.
在中文侍奉这个字可能在英文不一样，在中文侍奉这个字是比较是基督教的一个字。
The Chinese word for service is uniquely Christian.
一般我们在普通的会话上，我们很少提到侍奉这两个字。
When we talk with each other on various topics outside the church, we rarely use the Chinese words for service.
因为侍奉这个字是代表教会里面的工作的统称。
Because it represents indeed Christian service.
两千年的教会历史。
For the 2,000 years of church
history. 就是侍奉的见证。
It is a testimony to Christian service.
21年教会的发展。
And for the past 21 years in our church,
也是弟兄姊妹群策群力侍奉的结果。
It is a corporate result of our Christian service.
21年有今天这样的情况。
We have arrived at this stage today.
我们不能把功劳归给一个人或者少数的人。
We cannot say it's due to the work of one or a few individuals.
所以我说诗班带我们唱 Glory be to God 是非常的合适。
That is why I said it is very appropriate for the choir to say Glory be to God.
今天我们在这样的一个情形之下。
Today we are at this stage.
是神的恩典在弟兄姊妹二十一年来一同出力侍奉的结果。
It's the grace of God upon us that together we serve and then we come to this stage.
这两节圣经。
These two verses.
讲到跟侍奉有关的两件事情。
Talks about two aspects of Christian service.
第一节讲到神的慈悲。
First, it talks about the mercy of God.
第二节讲到神的旨意。
Then it talks about the will of God.
我们看中文。
Let us look into the Chinese passage.
那个神的旨意中间插了好几个形容词。
You notice that there are a few adjectives talking about the will of God.
神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
His will that is good, pleasing, and perfect.
所以我们不太注意到到底它第二节的主要的重点在哪里。
And because of these adjectives, sometimes we miss the major verb.
中英文很简单，第一节讲到 God's mercy， 第二节讲到 God's will.
It's somewhat simpler in English. When you read it, you see God's mercy and God's will.
今天早上我跟弟兄姊妹一起思想第一节。
This morning, I'd like to think about verse 1 with you.
两个礼拜以后，希望跟弟兄姊妹思想第二节。
Two weeks later is my wish to share with you from verse 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
This is your spiritual act of worship. 跟我们中文的翻译有一点点不一样。
So you see there is some difference in the English and Chinese translation.
中文是用 service, 侍奉这个字，英文用 worship 这个字。
In Chinese, the word is service, and yet in the English, it is worship.
我下一次再来解释这两个字的不同。
I will try to explain the difference between the two next time.
但是今天呢，我们就停在这个中文的翻译，我们用侍奉来看第一节。
But today we would like to use the Chinese translation.
我刚才说侍奉是指说教会里面的一些工作。
I've just mentioned that the word here is uniquely Christian in the church.
当一个人知道你是基督徒的时候
，When someone knows that you are a Christian.
当一个人知道你是这个教会的基督徒的时候
，When someone knows that you are a member of this particular church.
接下来一个问题一定问你，你的侍奉是什么
？They will ask, "What do you do in the church?"
连非基督徒都知道这样问。
Even non-Christians will ask this type of question.
因为他们知道在教基督教有一个特点。
Because they know there's a unique point in church.
全民皆兵。
They are all troops.
所有的人都是有职分的。
They all have their individual responsibility.
这是非基督徒的思想。
This is from the non-Christian.
所以他们就会问我们。
So they will ask.
你是这个教会的会友吗？
Are you a member of this church?
你的侍奉是什么呢？
What is your service?
我们的答案不一样。
And we may give different answers.
我的侍奉是明显的，因为一天到晚站在诗班的位置上。
My position is perhaps clear because I am a choir member.
我的侍奉是隐藏的。
Or perhaps my service is hidden.
多年来你们不知道。
Many years you do not know.
我常常来到教会里面做很多你们不知道的侍奉。
I have served in the church in a hidden capacity for many years.
有的侍奉是要付代价。
Some service obviously has cost.
时间的代价。
The cost of time.
精神的代价。
The cost of thinking.
金钱的代价。
financial costs.
有的侍奉是轻而易举的。
Some service perhaps seems to be easy.
这有的人分类说这是侍奉，这不是侍奉。
So some may say this is service, but this is not.
那个要花代价的才叫侍奉。
You can only call those that count costs that serves.
站在门口穿得非常的整齐，然后笑脸迎人做 usher， 这不是侍奉。
To be dressed properly and then smilingly welcome people into the church as an usher, that is not real service.
笑一笑是轻而易举的。
Because it's so easy to smile.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
今天我们在教会里面只要摸神的工作跟神的工作有份就是侍奉。
Whenever we can touch the work of God, that is service.
但是我们回到这一节圣经。
But let us turn back to this verse.
我们发现保罗对侍奉他有更高一层更深一层的定义。
He has a deeper and higher definition for the word service.
不错，他从第六节到第八节提到很多不同在我们的观念和经验里面提到有关侍奉的项目。
True, in verses 6 through 8, he talks about the various areas of service.
有讲到的 prophesy.
To prophesy.
有做执事的
To serve.
有主日学的老师的教导的
To teach.
有爱心关怀的
To encourage.
有这个出钱的
To contribute.
有委员会的主席 leadership.
To lead.
有社会福利
And to show mercy.
所以我们看见第六节到第八节保罗大概开始了一直延了两千年到我们今天都知道传统性的对侍奉的分类
So from verse 6 and verse 8 then Paul started the tradition of categorizing these various areas of Christian service
但是第六节到第八节起码在中文圣经里面没有提到侍奉这两个字
But from verses through 8, you do not see the actual word service.
反而在第一节提到侍奉。
And yet it was mentioned in verse 1.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
This is something that you ought to do.
那么这个如此侍奉在保罗罗马书十二章第一节是指什么呢?
What did Paul refer to when he said, this is how you should serve?
将身体献上当作活祭。
He was referring to the statement to offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
当保罗跟罗马教会一提到这个观念的时候
When Paul mentioned this concept to the church in Rome,
献身作为活祭
He was referring to the concept of offering ourselves as living sacrifice.
他真正的目的是什么呢
What was his purpose?
他要分别新约和旧约关于侍奉的不同
He wanted to distinguish the difference between service in the Old Testament and the New.
因为旧约的奉献
Because when you make an offering in the Old Testament,
牛、羊、鸽子的奉献
it can be a bull, a sheep, or a pigeon.
到了新约的奉献
But in the New Testament,
保罗说是我们身体的奉献
Paul says we should offer ourselves.
旧约牛、羊、鸽子的献祭是死的祭物。
The offerings in the Old Testament are dead offerings.
在献祭的时候要把牛、羊、鸽子杀了以后，流了血以后，才完成那个献祭的那个动作。
You have to slaughter the animals and spill the blood before you can make an offering to God in the Old Testament.
但是保罗在这里却提醒我们，我们的祭是活的，不是死的。
But here Paul reminds us that our offering is a living sacrifice.
这有什么叫做祭
？What do we mean when we say a sacrifice?
祭就是献给神的一个礼物。
And that is a gift to God.
从某一个角度来看，当我们把奉献放在教会的奉献袋的时候
，So from a certain point of view, when we make a financial offering.To church.
我们把我们一点心意当成礼物献给上帝。
It is a representation that we want to give a gift to God.
所以奉献金钱本身也是一种的祭。
So indeed, financial offering is a form of sacrifice.
既然是献给神的礼物
Since this is a gift to God.
那么我们这个礼物的目的是要满足神的。
Then our purpose is to please God.
为什么今天在美国人有很多人会神经衰弱
？Why is it that we have so many nervous breakdowns in the United States?
因为我们送礼送到一个地步没有花样。
Because we're running out of ideas for gifts.
生日。
We have birthday gifts.
结婚周年。
Wedding anniversary.
圣诞节。
Christmas.
我们要送礼。
We need to give gifts.
但是一到送礼的时候就头痛得不得了。
But then it's becoming a big headache.
因为已经送了28年了。
Because we've been giving these gifts for 28 years.
还要再送。
We have to continue.
我已经变不出花样来了。
I do not know what kind of new gifts.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们知道
Because we know.
要真正献上的礼物是要满足对方的才是真实有价值的礼物。
The truly valuable gifts pleases the person.
不在乎那个东西的贵和贱或者价钱的高和低。
It's not solely determined by the price of the gift.
我常常说到我们教会小朋友给我的礼物。
I have shared with you how children tend to give me gifts.
你知道我把它当成宝贝。
You know, I really treasure them.
要卖的话卖不了几分钱。
If I were to sell them, perhaps they could be sold for a few pennies.
因为他们的礼物满足我。
But because their gifts satisfy,
所以祭是满足神这一方面说的。
So when we give sacrifices, we want to satisfy God.
那么什么叫活呢？
What does it mean to be living?
就是要把神活出来，来满足神，这叫活祭。
We want to be pleasing to God and to live out God's life through us.
每一个基督徒
，Every Christian，
在这个地上
，On earth，
为了满足神
，In order to please God，
献上礼物
，To give gifts to God，
把神活出来
，To live out God，
这个就是叫做将身体献上。
That is the meaning of giving our bodies as living sacrifice.
所以侍奉是什么呢？
So what is Christian service?
是教会的工作。
It is indeed work in the church.
是教会的职分。
It is indeed responsibility.
保罗这里提醒我们。
But Paul is reminding us.
真正的侍奉。
True service.
请弟兄姊妹注意听。
Please pay attention.
真正的侍奉。
The true service.
是一个基督徒在地上生活的方式。
Is how a Christian lives on earth.
是我们每一个基督徒的 lifestyle 是我们的侍奉。
Our lifestyles on earth is our Christian service.
是今天建堂我们需要教会很多弟兄姊妹所有的弟兄姊妹的参与。
Yes, in order for our church building program to go forward, we need all your participation.
但是当我在传这个信息的时候，我心里有个负担。
But as I preach this message, there is a burden in my heart.
除非我们将来在教会里面每一个侍奉的弟兄姊妹
unless those of us serving in the church,
我们在教会外面的生活形态能够满足神，要不然我们在教会里面的侍奉，原谅我说，可能都是空的。
Can please God in our outside living, then perhaps our Christian service within the church is in vain.
现在你们懂为什么。道成肉身对我有那样大的冲击和震撼。
Maybe now you understand why my burden is the word become flesh.
首先我们看到保罗在这里提到侍奉的定义。
So we see here Paul giving the concept of Christian service a definition.
就是基督徒的生活形态。
That is the lifestyles of Christians.
对，我非常喜欢在近几年在西方的神学里面有一个这样的词。
So I really appreciate, in these recent years in Western theology, they have come up with this certain term.
叫做 lifestyle evangelism, 生活形态的布道法。
That is the concept of lifestyle evangelism.
除非我们的生活比我们的口先说出见证。
Unless the way we live speaks before our words,
不要随随便便就为主做出口。
Then maybe we shouldn't just randomly say things.
除非让人在我们的生活上看见主，不要让人家从我们的身上听见主。
It is more important for others to see Christ in our lives than to hear Christ from our words.
侍奉的定义。
That is the definition of Christian service.
什么叫做侍奉？
What is service?
第二，侍奉的成员。
Second, the
谁去侍奉
？Who is to serve?
一讲到献身，一讲到活祭。
Whenever we talk about offering and living sacrifices,
我们说这是功夫很高、道行很深的基督徒属灵的人的那一个登峰造极的境界。
Perhaps some would say, oh, this belongs to those who are really matured in Christ.
这是你们传道人应该有的境界。
This is, applies only to the ministers.
你们牧师，你们在讲台的人要把身体献上当作活祭。
Yes, you preachers, you should offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
保罗在这里不是劝在罗马的教皇。
But Paul isn't trying to say these words to the Pope.
他不是向罗马的监督。
He wasn't trying to speak these words to the bishop.
他不是向罗马的牧师、长老、执事说你们要这样把身体献上。
He did not address these words to the deacons.
圣经怎么说?
What was the word of God?
所以弟兄们,
Therefore, brothers,
三个礼拜以前,
3 weeks ago,
我们在主日崇拜听到一个新的名词,
We heard a new term.
儿童主日学需要男的弟兄, 记得吗?
Do you remember, there was a plea that in children's Sunday school, we need male brothers?
因为整个儿童主日学只有两个男的老师。
Because in the whole children's Sunday school, there are only two brothers.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。